News Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro. The views and opinions on this show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of WGNS, its management, other hosts, or advertisers.
And they are my opinions, I'm proud to say, and we're going to be giving you some opinions tonight. We're glad to have you here again at the 8 o'clock hour on Sunday evening, and a guest that we have that's running for the U.S. Congress. And for the very first time, is this your first radio you've ever done?
This is my first radio show.
Victoria Broderick, move her up a little closer to the mic, or you can pull the mic to you. Okay. Whatever. Kathy knows what you're doing there.
Yeah.
She's joined by Miss Kathy Watts. Matt Ferry's here with us. Thank you, Jackson. And Victoria, welcome to WGNS.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you here. Now, you're out of Fayetteville, is that correct?
Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Okay. And tell people just a little about you. You have a husband? I think you have one child?
Two children.
Okay.
Two children. I've got a husband, two children. I've got four animals, two dogs, two cats, and I have a foster kitten right now.
A foster kitten right now.
Yes, that is up for
adoption.
Well,
we've got to taste what that's like. Our daughter and her boyfriend are in Belize, wherever that is, somewhere down south where it's nice, warm, sunny, and sweaty. And they've been floating around in the boat out there, and hopefully they will be back here pretty quick, because that puppy's been with us for two weekends now, and it's time for him to go home.
Mm-hmm. Belize is nice, though. I love going there.
Oh, okay.
I went there a couple years ago.
That's where they've been for the last while. What made you want to do this? You're running against Scott Desjarlais, and tell us what's going on. I know y'all have been working all day, folks. So you've
been
working
all day,
working
all day yesterday. Yeah.
Right. What's going on?
So I decided to run for office because Scott Desjarlais was going to run unopposed. Kathy Watts, who's sitting over here, she and I were on a phone call in February, and she said he was going to run unopposed, and we were just chit-chatting about the whole situation, and I said, maybe I want to run. And she said, well, he's going to run unopposed, and I said, over my dead body. And sure enough, with a little liquid courage, within 3 days, I had picked up my petition. By that, 3 days later, I was in Murfreesboro getting my petition signed, and here we are. I'm running for Congress, and I'm excited. I'm excited.
You've never run for public office, any type of thing before like this?
I'm not a politician. I have been county chair in Lincoln County, Tennessee for 2 years now. I took over.
Good county.
It's a good county. Yeah.
Good folks.
Went to high school there. Been there for about 17 years now.
Right. Yeah. I always tell, and Matt knows this, and Kathy knows I feel this way. Any of you that put your name on a ballot, I admire you for doing so. I never have, and probably never will. Okay.
It's a commitment.
Yeah, they don't want me out there. Kathy, how are you doing? Good to see you.
I'm great. I'm Victoria's treasurer, so I'm just here tonight to ask people for money.
Yeah. Okay. We got the whole team here tonight.
Good. And well, Matt, you're managing. You're helping Victoria manage this first time out?
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah. And you're running too, aren't you?
I'm running too. I'm running for State House 48, which is the eastern half of Rutherford County.
Very good.
But I met Victoria. I didn't know much about her, but I liked the cut of her jib and liked what she was about. And, you know, I knew we needed an alternative to Scott Desjarlais because he's done absolutely nothing for the people of Middle Tennessee.
Right.
So I'm very thankful that Victoria is running. And like she said, she's in Fayetteville. So we're, you know, trying to get to all the different counties in a district. It's hard. It's a 15-county district that, you know, goes from Rutherford to Bedford County to Coffee County, all the way to Ray County, where the Scopes Monkey Trial happened about 100 years ago. So, you know, we're trying to pull people into the 21st century. We're not trying to go backwards here.
But. I don't know. That's all they want to do is go, I just wish it could be like it was back in 1955. You know, okay, whatever.
Right.
You know, we can't do that. We're not going to do that.
Right.
And I do want to take just a moment. And Sean Wright, if you're listening, we've been thinking about you. We've been thinking about your wife. His wife was in a very bad accident. Thank goodness, looks like she's going to be okay. She's out of ICU.
Sean's a good fellow.
Yeah,
and all of us have been thinking about her, and it looks like things are going to work out okay. So thank goodness for that. I'm going to get Jackson in here. We're going to put this show on the road, if we can, just a minute. How do we get a hold of you, Victoria? Let's start with that, and we'll mention it throughout the broadcast.
So you can get a hold of me at victoriafortennessee.com. You can also find me on TikTok, where I've been there for about 2 years creating content, Facebook, and Instagram, and Twitter. And I guess it's called X now. So
yeah,
so you can find me all those places.
Okay.
We need volunteers. We need donations. It's a team effort this election season.
That's true. And every lady, hope you're listening tonight. Call your friends. Get them near the radio. Listen. My wife listens on Alexa. We'll get into all that in just a minute. But for right now, my name is Evan Lee Raymer. And yes, I'm Ed Raymer, the host of this show. Welcome aboard.
This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show with your host, Ed Raymer, on your good neighbor station, News Radio WGNS.
Off on a Sunday night. This is Edwin Lee Raymer Show, and I'm your host, Ed Raymer. And yes, the show is produced here right here at the studios, WGNS AM 1450, 100.5, 101.9 FM, right here in the heart of the great volunteer state, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. You can reach us tonight. You can reach Victoria with your questions, comments, or your thoughts at 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. You can also send a text to that number, and our producer, Mr. Jackson, here. We'll be glad to read it over there for those of you who do not wish to be heard live. You can catch us on many different ways. Facebook Live, we're on right now. YouTube, News Radio, WGNS. Go to YouTube and just type in Edwin Lee Raymer, R-A-Y-M-E-R, Edwin Lee Raymer. And my wife listens on Alexa, and you can listen on the old-fashioned radio, which, by the way, next Sunday will be an 11-year anniversary for me. It will be 11 years that I've been here at WGNS. They're still letting me hang around. And you can also download the WGNS app and take WGNS with you wherever you go and listen whenever you wish. We want to give Victoria ample amount of time, the highest yield we can. We're going to go to our first series of breaks. Jackson's been good enough to do. Stay with us. I'm Ed Raymer. Victoria Broderick's with us. Matt's with her. Kathy, we'll be back right after this. Stay with us. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Hey, this is Ed, everybody. Want to tell you about a sponsor of ours. We've got Complete Yard Care. Their slogan is, we do it all. Low maintenance landscape design, retaining walls, tree removal, stump grinding, lawns cut, mulching, landscaping. Now you can reach them at 615-785-0384. Or you can look them up on the web at CompleteYardCareTN.com. They have a 5-star ranking on Google. That's Complete Yard Care. We do it all.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfreesboro Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murfreesboro Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. All right, and we are back. Our candidate, Victoria Broderick, is here with us. Out of Fayetteville, you're running, what number district is
it? District 4.
District 4.
There are 15 counties in my district. And I can
15? Oh, yeah. They're spread all over the
place.
All
over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a long...
It's like a big U.
Do you go into Chattanooga? Does that go into
Chattanooga?
It doesn't go into Chattanooga. Okay.
It kind of gets close, but not quite there.
Okay. You're doing a lot of events. You're campaigning a lot. You've been on tonight's y'all's last stop before you head home and finally get a good night's sleep and put your feet up and some rest. Why are you doing this? Tell us what's going on.
I decided to run. So it wasn't like a plan. I didn't start out, with a plan. 2 years ago, Roe was overturned, and all I could think is I have to do more. And I became county chair. I said, okay, let's do the next thing. I hosted a couple of talks, how to support women, just people, pregnant people, because I knew that the repercussions would be devastating for the state of Tennessee. I knew they would be devastating for the country. And a little about that is when just a year prior, I suffered an IUD fail. I ended up pregnant. I was one of three patients that my doctor had ever seen. She's been in practice for 35 years. She's well known throughout the state of Tennessee, and she was shocked as I was. Everyone was shocked in the office.
Right.
I miscarried, and everyone was like, "You do the thing." It was over a couple of weeks. We're talking about it.
Sure.
Trying to figure out, it's a array of emotions. Your body, does it feel good? Because IUD pregnancies are very, very dangerous. I learned so much about that throughout the time frame.
Right.
So I miscarried, and we're like, okay, cool. This is going to happen.
Right.
It's sad, but we're going to move on.
You've got to move on. Right.
And then I ended up pregnant again. And then it was the question of, oh goodness, this was not planned. And the doctor's like, I just want to be honest with you. This is not a perfect situation for you. So we started doing blood work just to make sure. Luckily, healthy, healthy, healthy. I had a healthy pregnancy. It was a boring pregnancy, as she called. He is a big old
baby. Which is good.
He was a big old baby.
How much did he weigh?
He weighed 2 pounds, 8 pounds, almost 2 ounces.
I weighed 8'4" when I was born.
He was big. He was almost 2 pounds heavier. He was a little just shy of 2 pounds heavier than his brother, who is 2 years older than him.
Great day.
Yeah, yeah. It was a really weird time. But I experienced all that in the middle of, I had just started a new job. I'd been laid off from a previous company.
Sure.
Basically because they were they didn't like my performance when I came back from maternity leave. The pandemic happened, so they used it as an excuse to let me go.
Yeah.
And
a lot of that went on.
So much. And, I had experienced all those things. My company was so understanding, the new one. And when Roe was overturned, I just said, this is not acceptable. I've got to do more. We've got to do more. So I got involved with the county party.
Agreed.
Started moving forward with doing that, getting more involved, that's, I think, the first time I came in contact with Kathy. We kind of were just in each other's sphere. And then 2 years later, we find out that he's going to run unopposed. And I said, no, absolutely not. Over my dead body, he cannot run unopposed. I might have said it a little bit.
You're going to do something. Yeah, you're going to do something. But even if it's wrong, you're going to. Yeah,
I said
no,
it
you're
way stronger than that. But I said,
understood.
We're going to do it. I was like.
Yeah, but she was on a county chair call with our District 4 chairs.
Right.
And we were talking about how we had to find a candidate. We couldn't let him run like that. And she says, well, maybe I could do that. And so I started kind of talking her into it. And she's pretty easy to talk into stuff. Apparently, this was like a Friday night, and by Monday, she was picking up her petition.
Liquid courage. I had a nice little cup of Dickel. Because, I might not be a Tennessee native, but I am a Tennessean.
I had already been following Victoria on TikTok and was very impressed with her. She's been talking about liberal stuff for a couple of years now.
Yeah, the friendly neighborhood liberal. I would start just a message from your friendly neighborhood liberal.
And
it just became a catch, and I started gaining followers. It didn't, nothing crazy, because I work full time. I work remotely. I've been in the tech industry for 3 years now.
Okay.
Prior to that, I was in logistics, domestic and international. But, I lost my job because of the Trump tax cuts, because they sent my job to China.
Yeah.
And then the second time was the way he handled the pandemic. I lost my, part of the reason the pandemic was handled badly and logistics suffered.
Yeah, he told us he handled it better than anyone ever could have.
And that's not true, because people like me and the companies I worked for in the tile industry, they all suffered hard. Right. They did not want this. Some of them did, the bigger ones, you know, the big corporate greed was
sure,
there.
But
sure. Like the smaller tile companies, like the ones I worked for, you know, they suffered hard for it. I mean, it really affected our industry.
Right.
And, you know, and consequently, I ended up changing careers. Like I ended up leaving logistics because it was just, there was nothing I could do in it. And that's how I ended up in tech. I worked on a campaign and I met my boss and I, you know, helped support his campaign. And that's really what got me back in like the game in politics and
sure.
really got started the steps forward. So, you know, it's been very interesting learning everything. And you have to have a great team. And that's why I'm so mm-hmm. thankful for Matt. I'm so thankful for Kathy.
No, I'm telling you, they're into it for the long haul. Mm-hmm. They're not just
she's
here.
She's a fast
until,
learner.
I'm learning.
They're not just here till the end of the season.
Yeah.
I mean, me and this lady have had talks when I was in the car driving great distances. She's helped me with gas. She's helped me.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt, he never did really like me, but Kathy.
But I've introduced him to lots of candidates in this
she has.
County.
And she has. She's in it for she's in mm-hmm. it for the full run. Okay.
Yeah.
This is not. And I want to tell you, and unashamedly, I am too.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And as
it.
I've talked and I've said, and ladies, if you don't get out and vote for this young lady here in this district against Scott Desjarlais, you've got a mental problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, we were talking out front coming in. You know, I kept waiting for the first one of this bunch of Republicans, and I've told my wife, and she'll tell you this, sooner or later, one of them will come out, and they'll want to take your right as a woman away. They want to take your right to vote away.
Yep.
And sure enough,
yep.
where was he, Matt? He's in North Carolina.
Yeah,
he's
North
the guy
Carolina,
running
governor,
for governor.
Running for governor, yeah.
A total nutcase.
Yeah.
Fully
mm-hmm.
blown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
I don't know why everything has to do with you women.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like us.
Well, there was an interview
the problem?
Recently
I mean, what
with
was
a
their mother? I mean, was their mother? I don't understand it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
There was an interview with a pastor recently. I'm on TikTok. Way too often. I get my news sources, do all the things.
That's all right. My wife is too, so
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, do the whole thing.
But she's
and,
watching what you people put up
yeah,
there. Yeah, okay.
And I was listening to this, and the pastor said, I can't remember his name, I'd have to go back and find it, but he said that if he had a blanket statement, could fix everything today, magic wand, you know, Thanos it, if you will, he said that if he could take away women's rights to vote, that he would, because women fight for other people. They fight for everyone because we understand.
Because you nurture.
We nurture. We
exactly.
we take care of. And
sure.
ladies, like, we've got to step up to the plate. It the time is now. We can make a change. Believe you me, I believe in rights. First and foremost, just because there's a D beside my name doesn't mean that I don't believe in rights. I believe in protecting your right to choose, protecting your right to make the best decision for you. I trust that you know what's best for your life, and I want to make it easier for you. That's at the core of my values. If Matt can attest to it, Kathy can attest to it, at the core of my values. And you can find it. Go, don't just take me at my word. Go look at TikTok. Go look at what I've put out on my posts on Instagram, Facebook. I genuinely believe in these. I believe in making it better for everyone, and that is my core value at the end of the day.
I'll guarantee you, while my wife's listening, she's pulling you up right now on TikTok.
Sharing.
She says that.
What was your wife's name again? I remember.
Joni.
Joni. Hello. Hey, girl.
Yeah. And our daughter's name is Lauren, and she's...
Hi, Lauren.
Yeah, and she's one of us, too, and proud to say. And I went along with our son. He's, you know, all of us, we're all in the same boat. And, you know... It's the craziest thing
mm-hmm.
how these people have let this, how people have let this happen.
And it's and not, it's intentional. Don't think that this started 10 years ago.
Oh,
don't
no,
think
no,
it started
no, no.
4 years ago.
This started for me with Ronald Reagan.
It did.
In 1980, and that's before.
Everything started then.
Yeah.
I would say.
The firing of the air traffic controllers, Kathy. I don't know. You remember mm-hmm. That? Yeah, that
I'm
was
as
the,
old as you, remember?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I mean, you're as old as me.
What? The book White Fragility talks about how the Republican Party changed, how they changed their narrative to, you know, from the old school, you know, Dixiecrat, like, you know,
right.
they changed their narrative.
You
to
used to have people you could talk to and work things
mm-hmm.
out. You know, my mother loved the old man. I shouldn't say that, the old man. I'm an old man. I'm getting to be an old man myself. But Everett Dirksen. He was out of Chicago, and he talked with a real deep voice. But he was a gentleman, but he was a Republican. And she thought he was one of the finest, and he was. He was a good man. But, you know, today, I don't believe, Kathy, I don't believe Richard Nixon would be a Republican today.
No.
No.
I don't believe they'd have him.
I don't think John McCain would.
Oh, yeah.
And that's saying something. That is saying something. Think about that. I remember that speech. I remember them on stage. And I remember thinking, that's a good man. He stopped that. He stopped it. And
that's
what I want
to
get
woman.
Back.
She said Obama was a terrorist or he was a Muslim.
Yeah.
He said, no, ma'am, he's not.
He took the microphone away from
her. He's a good man.
We just happen to have some political differences.
Our political people used to all be good men, and they were all doing what they thought was best for their country.
Exactly.
And now.
And they used to work across the.
All they're worried about is what's best for them.
Yeah. They used to work together. They used to look at Biden. He has made a career at going across the aisle.
He had to.
He is a fundamentally good, decent human being.
I know. He had to.
And he's coachable. He listens. As his politics have changed.
He's definitely evolved.
He has evolved every single year. But one of his best friends was Senator Strom Thurmond, who died in 2002.
Sure.
Fun fact. I know I was at Strom Thurmond's funeral because Strom Thurmond is my grandmother's godfather.
Is that right?
Yeah, because my grandfather, my great grandfather was a state senator in South Carolina.
Right.
They were big old buddies, and you know, Strom and her stayed in contact their entire life. When my mother was 12, after spending a year in Spain, she came back, and they were going on a trip to Washington D.C. And my grandmother called him up, and he had them escorted into Congress to see everyone. I mean, she was like 12, 13 years old.
Right.
Like, think about that. Like, you know, she's going, he's a, you know.
So you got politics way back.
All the way.
Yeah.
On one side.
On one side.
On one side. Well, I mean, and I do have it to another extent on the other side. My father is British, but his mother was Gibraltarian, which is a part of, you know, the Commonwealth, you know.
Sure.
And she was evacuated during World War II from Gibraltar because they basically World War II had broken out. She went to London with her two babies and she survived the Blitz. Like, that's not that far ago. People are forgetting that's not that far ago.
That's right.
And she was, you know, she looked Gibraltarian. She was like a Spanish looking, and for those of you who are listening, it's an olive skin. It's green eyes, olive skin, jet black hair. And
beautiful.
That was her. She was beautiful, and everyone says I look just like her. And right now, my hair—if you're watching online, you see that my hair is blonde. I dye my hair blonde because a lot of people like me as a blonde. But if my hair's dark and it's summertime, I tan right up. I start looking very, very tan.
Right.
But that's that Gibraltarian blood. Like, it's just it's part of my culture. Like,
well, that's like you dye yours blonde. See, I have them put these silver highlights on.
Yeah.
Makes you look distinguished.
That and bags under my eyes, and they, you know,
so distinguishable.
Really look,
they do a good
thank
job.
You.
Beautiful.
They, yeah, doing a great job. And a lot of people say these look so natural.
So natural.
And,
yes,
she
really.
Does it. The lady that does my hair does a great job.
Mm-hmm. The lady who does mine does a great job. I love her. Lisa, if you're listening, I love you.
Becca does mine, and she does a great job and knows that this is all real.
It's all natural.
I had a young lady come up to me one night and she said, I just have to do something. I said, what is that? She said, hang on a minute. And she reached up and grabbed my hair. She said, I just had to know if that was real or not. I said, let me ask you something.
Not that
it would bother me. These two here will tell you. What if that had been a wig or two?
Came right off.
You know.
You would have been kind of freaked out.
Oh, my goodness, my hair fell off.
What are you doing, lady? You know, I mean. I don't know, you know, whatever, you know. Okay, so you do have somewhat of a political background.
Somewhat of a political background.
You know, and speaking of that, too, and one of our greatest statesmen that was from the other side of the aisle, was from a Republican, and I state this often, was none other than Howard Baker.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, you know, he made a statement years ago. He said, you know, you might want to slow down and listen to the other guy sometime because he might actually be right.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah. Right.
And he was one of the most distinguished statesmen.
Right.
And in his retirement, that there ever was a state ever produced.
No.
And we don't have that anymore.
Mm-mm. Right.
It's not even my way or the highway. It's my way or go to wherever.
Yeah.
You know. And it's just a doggone, it's just a shame. Mm-hmm. But no, this thing has started. It's had 50 years to help develop this whole thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've been voting in every election that I could vote in since I was 18. Kathy, I'm sure you have too.
Jimmy Carter.
I often tell people that was the last date I had was during the Carter administration.
My age is about to show.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, you're like
Obama.
It makes me and Kathy kind of sad, but
I'm a baby.
You know, I've got to say that this is an important election.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
democracy is on the line.
Right. I never thought I would ever say. You know. Yeah, and Kathy, you know this. Come on, we've won, we've lost. You know, okay, well, we lost. You know, I see
we'll
you in
win
4 years.
Next time, yeah.
Next time we'll do it. You know, this is our new president. We back this person, whoever he or she is.
If we could ever get a she. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, he lost his first one to a girl. I always like to bring that up. The numbers showed it.
Yeah,
he lost the first one to a girl.
Right, yeah,
I know,
right,
gosh.
The man has never won an election.
Yeah.
Okay.
We know.
Right. Okay. So,
yeah.
I mean, you lost your first one, bud, to a girl. I hope you do call in some night. Maybe this is him.
Yeah.
But, you know, who we got here? Okay, yes, hello.
9 a.m. 1450.
Jackson, you've punched something on here.
Jackson.
If you're calling for birthdays, dial 107.
Thank you. Okay. Hello, caller, are you there? He's gone? Sorry. Okay. But anyway, where do you go now, and what's next in this little campaign that you've been in?
Oh, I mean, I've been all over. So, like I said, I work full time, so I have to. My company has been great; they've been really supportive, which is not always the case for candidates who are running for office.
Right.
Not every time do you have a company that comes out and backs you.
Sure.
So I do a lot of my campaigning on the weekends, a lot of Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, trying to make content. Getting as many places as I can and in front of as many people as I can. My biggest thing in campaigning is I tell people, I'm like, tell 10 people, because they'll tell you in marketing school. They'll tell you in marketing school, you'll tell 10 people if you have a bad experience. You only tell one if you have a good. So that I tell people all the time, tell 10 people. Tell them to tell 5 more people, 10 more people if they can.
Sure.
Because word of mouth is what matters during this election,
okay,
and we need working class people.
All right, and we do have a caller this time.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jackson. Caller, go ahead, please.
Hey, Mr. Reimer.
Fine. Hello, Jeff. What we can do for you?
I just want to tell three of them I enjoyed seeing them earlier this evening.
Yeah.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey.
Playing place ahead.
Good to see you.
I told you. I'm gonna tell you this. If somebody talks to you about Trump, how great he is, I told me you just tell them this. Donald J. Trump is the only presidential candidate in American history to not to concede an election.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And they did though. Hillary Clinton, when she lost. And she lost to him. Now we got to go to college. Don't give him this stuff. She won. She lost. When she lost, he conceded.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Right.
And all that.
Right.
You have to be a good loser.
Trump didn't concede. He still had. Of course, they asked him the other night about accepting results. He got him and all like you know. But I might accept him. Might not. Whatever. It may be whatever he's gonna do. But no. As I said, I just want to say that I enjoyed all seeing all y'all again. And I'm gonna say this about Miss Broderick. I've seen her twice. Now in about a month, I've seen her two more times than I've seen Desjardins. However long he's been.
That's true.
That's
right.
True.
He didn't come out.
Twice or more. Now, if people don't vote for her this time, if you don't vote for her this time, like you said, you got a problem. Because Desjardins never up here. He's got an office, and you try to call him, ain't nobody's there.
Sure.
That's just what it amounts to. I mean, like I said, I've seen her more than I've seen Desjardins, and also she's a lot better looking than Desjardins, too.
Okay.
y'all have
thank you,
thank you, Jeff. We appreciate
you.
It.
Good evening.
Appreciate you,
okay,
Jeff.
Thank you.
Well,
and Matt, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, we were just talking about reproductive health care,
right?
What they have done over the years. And they've completely flipped that. And Tennessee passed this extreme abortion ban with no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother. So terrible. And you know they're not done.
No.
They're
said
coming
they
after birth control.
Yeah.
They're coming after in vitro fertilization. I never say that right.
In vitro.
I say that? In vitro.
I got you. IVF. Yes.
Thank you so much.
I've got your back.
They're coming for things that help people, mm-hmm. that don't hurt people, and abortion
and
is healthcare.
They're taking it to
but
the next level.
But here's the thing, and I don't mean to get nasty about it. I'm serious, though, and Kathy's probably heard me say this. Are they still going to allow men? Can we have a vasectomy?
I feel like it's next up. There's been some talk. They're taking it to the next level. We saw that in the debate. Mm-hmm. We talked about this out there. They are starting to talk to women or talk about women. I shouldn't say talk to women because they don't ever talk.
Yeah.
They always talk past
us. That's a good choice of words.
They talk past us.
Right.
They said they're trying to start a narrative where they're criminalizing women and villainizing us and making us these bad people. And at the end of the day, it's none of their business.
It's not.
It's none. And they're not doing anything. They say they're pro-life, and they hammer
That's
home
right.
the abortion
That's
right.
Let us lead our lives, then.
Look, you can go to my Instagram right now and see what is actually pro-life. Because when I say I'm a reproductive freedom candidate, and I changed my stance on it, it's not just being pro-choice. I'm about reproductive freedom. Because when I say I'm a reproductive freedom, I don't just mean abortion. It's really easy to get hung up on that. It's so easy.
What else is it?
It's, thank you, Matt. Matt was like, getting in. No, it is making sure that you have access to birth control so you can start a family when you want to, because I want you to start a family. I love having kids, but if you don't want to have kids, that is a choice. It is a commitment to have tiny humans at home. I've got two of them, and I love them to bits and pieces, but it's hard. Parenting is hard, especially in the way the communities that we have right now. I want to build up our communities. We need daycares. We need paid maternity leave. And I'm talking about 6 months. And my British side's about to show, guys. I say 6 months because that's more palatable to most U.S. citizens. But most of the time, you need 9 months to recover. I've had two kids. I can tell you, you do not come out of the fog till the six-month mark. And we deserve that time with our children. It makes for better experiences, and our children deserve better. They have rights to come into this world and be in a community that can properly care for them.
You know, I believe it's Switzerland or Iceland or some of those countries mm-hmm. over there. They have this.
Mm-hmm.
I had a man from there tell me that. I heard his accent one day, and y'all may have heard me tell the story. And I said, excuse me. I said, we're at the car rental place, mm-hmm. okay? And I said, may I ask where you're from? And I think he said Switzerland. Mm-hmm. I said, let me ask you, do y'all have health care and you know, I'm going to get nosy. I don't know you from, don't know me, and you don't know me. But mm-hmm. Bottom line, what do you have? He said, oh, we love our way of life over there.
Oh, my God. It's
said,
an experience.
My wife was off for like 6 or 8 months or whatever the case might have been. I get off, too.
Yeah. They get
men
maternity leave is a thing. I want men to have at least a month off, if not 6 weeks,
to get
weeks.
Adjusted to this Adjusting. New human being that's going to be in
and
the
to
house.
Help mama.
And to help
right.
mama
and to help you because as a parent, it's a team sport. It is a community. We witness that, and not just those things because we need additional care. We need mandatory paid vacation time. We need 30 days.
They get that. Yeah.
They get that.
He said, we get all that. He said, if you want, all of our schooling is paid for from mm-hmm. Kent, what they call,
like
I don't
pre-K.
Know what it is.
It's like pre-K.
Pre-K. All the way to, you know, your high school years. If you want to go to college, you can't. It's paid for.
No. And
it's paid for.
And as a reproductive freedom, it's not just, we're not stopping there because it's all intertwined. We love to separate it out and make it all these different things. But it's paid time off. It's sick leave. 10 days is where I stand on it. That's 3 days more than the Biden administration because I know that you need time off because toddler years are hard. School years are hard.
Yeah.
You know, you need those that time off with your family because it makes for better employees. It makes you a better person. You have time with your family and you deserve that. And, you know, the next step would be making sure our schools are safe, that they can go to school safely. They can make sure that they are educating and we're teaching history the way we should be teaching it and age appropriately, of course.
And not
I mean.
Just nitpicking,
not
what,
nitpicking.
We, what we think you mm-hmm. ought to hear.
Yeah.
There are some unpleasant things in history.
Right.
But, you know, you can teach kids about it, and most kids are empathetic. My 4-year-old gets it at this age.
Sure.
I mean, I said something to him the other day. He goes, okay, mama, they look different. And I was like, yeah, baby, sometimes people look different. He goes, okay, mama. And then he ran off. He's like, and then he was talking about his Uncle Fuzzy because my brother is got a huge beard and that he moved
Damn.
On. It was only 2 seconds. It was a 2-second conversation and he walked away better. And
yeah.
I mean, that's the point of it. Like, we need to make our communities better because it will actually improve our birth rate. It will make things easier for parents, for everyone. And we need to make sure our IVF is protected and more accessible because there are plenty of families out there who want children. Adoptions need to be easier. We need to protect our LGBTQAI+. As a member of that community, I know it's important that every single person has the chance to have the family that they deserve. And we need to protect our youth. Like, we have to talk. It's all interconnected. And I'm so passionate about it.
I can tell. Yeah, it's very, you present a very good case, because this young man was from Sweden, Switzerland, or he was from there. I said, and the bottom line of all this, everything that he and his wife love, I said, what's your tax rate? He said, last year we paid 34%.
Mm-hmm.
I said, how you feel about that? He said, we love it.
Yeah. Because they've,
he said, we love
it's
it.
An infrastructure.
Because everybody's paying the same thing.
Everything's included.
Yeah. And Switzerland goes one step further. There's no, I think it's Switzerland, that does no private schools. They're not allowed to, because it means you won't invest in your community.
Wow.
Sure. That's like the England, London in that area. I don't know. Maybe all of Great Britain. I don't know. You might know more about this.
Yeah.
They provide free health care.
Yes.
But you can buy your own.
Yes, you
if
can.
If you want to do that.
And that's been a,
because
that's
I have a cousin.
Campaign.
He was on the air with me once, and he was a Biden supporter, mm-hmm. But he's a cardiologist, heart surgeon, and he worked over there for 2 or 3 years. And so those people are some of the happiest people I've seen alive.
Mm-hmm. You can walk in to a pharmacy when you have like allergies and whatnot. You don't have to go to the doctor. You walk to the pharmacist and you say, he'll fill it. You
sure.
have I was there a couple years ago with my brother, and I was telling my cousin, I was like, man, my allergies are really bad. She was like, let's go over to the pharmacist. And I was like, I love this. I love it so much.
It's crazy.
It's insane. And it's not expensive. We were just on a work trip back in October in Barcelona, and one of my coworkers, well, it's now two coworkers I've heard, I've heard them talk about getting sick. And I was on the internet in 2 seconds. I found him a dentist because he had a tooth issue. He went in, it was 200 euros. It was nothing. And they gave him all the things, the paperwork, and just to get him, he was like, you can finish your trip, you'll have fun. And then you go home and you need, this is what you need. And sure enough, he was like, Victoria, thank you. Thank you for telling, I would have never thought it. He was just going to suffer or go to the hospital.
Sure.
And then another time, like one of my coworkers got COVID when we were in Amsterdam. And I was like, no, let me look it up. Like, I got this. Within 10 minutes, I had all the information for her. She sent the message out to the doctor. They sent a doctor to her hotel room because she had COVID with breathing treatments. And it was 125 euros. She's not a citizen. And they only charged her because she was, they still took care of her. The doctor came out. He said, if you have any worse issues, you know, and it, like, the fact that he came and that it was so inexpensive. Because when she came back, she had to go to the hospital again. And it was not the same.
And this was where, Barcelona?
The first one was in Barcelona. The second one was in Amsterdam.
Amsterdam.
Yeah. My company did company meetups because I work remotely. And
they move you around quite a bit. You can't get along with anybody, can you?
No, not at all. Amsterdam was gorgeous, though. Speaking of infrastructure, it's like you could have all these ways. I walked all over. I love walking. I'm a walking fool. Like, you know, I just love it. Okay. I love exercise.
Well, I like to drive.
Yeah, and but it was like
never would have guessed it.
You have all these opportunities that you don't need a car for. Like most of our travels were done on public transportation. It's the same in England. In London, I tell people all the time, call me whenever. I will plan your entire London experience because I've done it so many times.
Right,
I know everywhere to go, and I go the same places every single time. I go to Westminster Abbey because it's just.
Mm-hmm.
God, it's so gorgeous.
I have friends that have been over there telling me the same thing. It's
worth
great.
It's and you get to hear what's his name.
Well, you won't be able to do all these things when you get elected.
I mean, I'm going in November, but no, I will be doing all those things when I'm elected office.
You'll be in D.C.
I will be in D.C.
You won't be in England doing things.
No, I will be in D.C. and I will try to be in Tennessee. I see what you're doing there.
I'm trying to get you back into this campaign talk here.
Yeah, she's good at that.
Yeah,
okay?
I could talk for ages.
Sure.
I worked retail in college, guys. I'm used to talking to lots of different people.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I got one better than that. I sold insurance. You want? Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
You want to be locked in a hole for 3 days with me?
The very first time Victoria showed up was for a petition signing event right after she got her petition. And she worked the room like a pro. That's why Matt and I were so impressed. I mean, we've had to lead people around. And, you know, I introduced her to a few people. But, boy, she just jumped.
That's
my southern mama. She has no trouble talking to people.
Sure.
My mother would be so proud right now, guys. She'd be so proud. Sure. Uh-huh. Yeah, she passed in 2017, colon cancer.
Yeah, you told me that earlier when we talked on the phone.
Yeah, and, you know, I believe in healthcare. That's another part of this, like watching her cancer experience, her journey. She worked the entire time as a public school teacher, and she was in schools teaching while she was getting chemo. And, I mean, it was bad.
Because she couldn't afford to stay home.
She couldn't afford to stay home. And it was she ended up going to Atlanta for treatments. And they had sick bank there. So, like, some of her coworkers would donate their time off so that she could go continue teaching. And I just remember she got frailer and frailer and frailer. And then we got that six-month mark. And, you know, she prepared us. She knew what she wanted, you know.
Well, you know, we've got – I had a friend we were in Florida when I had the dog tracks down there. And there was a fellow, his first name was Steve. I forget his last name, but he was from Australia. He called the races. And they had a nice restaurant there at Ebro at the time. They don't have them anymore. That governor down there outlawed that. That was a moneymaker, so we got away.
It was a little on the cruel side.
So, yeah, I got rid of it. And anyway, but we would talk. Just, you know, he'd run around. He'd meet people, just pressing the flesh. And he said, and I don't know how we got talking about it, but he was from Australia. I'm sure it was Australia. And he said, you know, I do not understand y'all's healthcare system over here. He said, I go back home and we don't have this problem. I said, yeah, but what about your quality? He said, it's excellent. He said, you go in, you get fixed.
You wait for surgeries here. Whatever. People, that's how they sell it. They're like, oh,
they're
you have to wait.
They're waiting for weeks.
They're like, you're waiting for weeks. That's not true. If you need medical care right away, you're going to be seen by a doctor.
Yeah.
But my brother has had it. I've traveled. My parents didn't. They gave us experiences. They didn't give us stuff. They gave us experiences.
That's a good turn of phrase.
Yeah, right. And with those experiences, sometimes you get injured. You know, my brother hurt his shoulder and he had to get an MRI. It was $200 total seeing the doctor. We came back and the doctor here wouldn't even see him. They had to convince the doctor because he had gotten service in another country. And I don't understand that.
I don't get it.
I mean, you all do the same job. Like, what's going on here? But, I mean, it shouldn't be like that. Life shouldn't be so hard that you're just like, what am I doing?
Well, this country, as I've said before, I think we've got a situation where they've made customers out of us instead of patients.
Corporate greed.
Here, Kathy, here, take that pill, didn't work. Okay, well, here, let's try this one. And here, try that
and
for
add
30
that
days.
One too.
Yeah, add that one too. And see me in 30 days. And don't forget your copay now.
Let's talk about this country. Let's talk about the things that are going on here. Because, like, one of the things that I think about all the time, and this is my nerd is going to show. So there is a definition in the Urban Dictionary called a furicon. And if you have not heard this, go look it up. Because what it is when Americans leave the country and they hear pops, you can see a flinch, an audible flinch. And I was at an event this past weekend, and I did the flinch because the balloon popped, and I don't like it. I hate balloons popping.
Right.
But they say that most Americans, when they spend more time outside of the U.S., they realize this. They start seeing that there's a fear of going out in public because we do have gun violence in this country. And as a responsible gun owner, it's our job to take on this and take the narrative back from the other party and say, okay, I'm a responsible gun owner. I see there's a problem. We need to fix this.
Sure.
And we can protect our rights and make it better for kids and make it better for our communities. You should be able to go to a concert and not worry about who's going to show up because they don't like the performer. You should be able to go to school and not worry about a kid. And we have to address the socioeconomic
issues. Yeah, we got a 13-year-old. Where was it this weekend? New York was shot. Had a toy pistol or something like that. And I don't know the specifics. Okay, I've been listening, got bits and pieces. But you know, and it's happening now. And my wife and I were talking the other night. We watched the evening news. We'll watch Channel 5. All of them are good. And but you know. It seems like every night there's a 16-year-old or kid in Nashville or here in Murfreesboro that, you know, somebody's been shot again. I mean, it's this we've got to stop this. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. And more guns is not the answer.
Mm-mm. Right.
They don't trust them with books. You can't tell teachers that you don't trust them with books, but you trust them to carry and conceal carry. Kids are smart. I have a four-year-old. He can figure out how to unlock a door so quickly and escape from the house. You think he wouldn't figure out where the gun was if we didn't educate him properly in a classroom?
Sure.
He might. Yeah. He understands. He understands he's not supposed to touch things. There are certain things he's not allowed to have his hands on.
Exactly.
There are mama and dadas. They're adults. He has to be supervised. You could put kids in a school where, you know, it's mischief, you know, and you get a couple of mischievous kids who are just being kids. Mm-mm. And then you get teenagers coming from socioeconomic issues and looking at what's going on in their lives. And then they come into school because they're so unhappy because the school can't catch it, or they do catch it and nobody takes it seriously. The parents don't take it seriously.
Right.
The community doesn't take it seriously. Mm-hmm. We have to address that. Because our kids have rights, too.
Yes.
They have rights to be able to go to school and get an equal and equitable education and not be afraid of someone walking in with a semi-automatic weapon and shooting up the school.
Right. Mm-hmm. We're going to go to our last series of breaks when Jackson comes in here. Mm-hmm. You know, the gun thing, it is, I mean, what is it, like 78% of people want reasonable gun laws, background checks.
Yes.
What is it, Matt? It's about close to 80%.
These
are coming.
So why don't
80% want you ladies to have a right to choose your own choice. Your
correct.
Own choice.
Right. A majority of Americans agree with that.
Majority.
Yes.
Yeah,
majority.
Right. No one's listening.
Mm-mm.
And then now it's happened here on a state level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're even pulling books out of the library next door.
People forget how important state and local elections are.
Yeah.
They
forget. For God's sakes, To Kill a Mockingbird?
It's such a good book. It's a good movie.
Me and you
read it all the time. That was required reading.
Right.
The actor.
Back in the horse and buggy days when this lady and I were in school.
So
good. You know, back in the last century.
Back in the olden days.
We're going to go to our last series of breaks. Victoria Broderick's here. She's running she's your U.S. congressional candidate for Congress up there in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. And Kathy Watts is with her and Matt Ferry's here. We're going to go to our last series of breaks. Ed Raymer back with you right after this. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Hey, this is Ed, everybody. I want to tell you about a sponsor of ours. We've got Complete Yard Care. Their slogan is, "We do it all." Low-maintenance landscape design, retaining walls, tree removal, stump grinding, lawns cut, mulching, landscaping. Now, you can reach them at 615-785-0384. Or you can look them up on the web at CompleteYardCareTN.com. They have a 5-star ranking on Google. That's Complete Yard Care. We do it all.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And we are back, and Victoria Broderick's here, Kathy Watts, Matt Ferry. Thank you all for being here. Tell us how to get hold of you. Give us all your information, your websites, all that, before I let you go.
Yeah, so you can find me at Victoria for Tennessee, and that's a number 4. Both Matt and Kathy keep correcting me.
Okay.
Victoria 4, number 4, Tennessee.com. You can find me there, and it has links to everything. If you would like to donate, volunteer, we need money, we need volunteers, and if all those things are things you can't do, tell 10 people about me tonight. Share this podcast.
We'll certainly do it. All right, we have a caller on the line. Caller, please go ahead.
Hi. I was just listening to Victoria's comments about gun violence. It's a huge issue, especially here in Tennessee after the Covenant shooting. I was kind of wondering, you know, I mean, it's been a big issue nationally. Why do you think Scott Desjarlais hasn't done anything about it? I speculate it could possibly be that, you know, he's been a perpetrator of gun mm-hmm. violence and threatening mm-hmm. some of his past relationships. But, I mean, I think it's been really clear that we have a cross-section of Tennesseans and a cross-section of Americans that want something done about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the question is, why hasn't he done anything about it yet? And how do you propose, what do you propose to do about it once you're elected?
Is this Kelly?
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah, it is.
Thanks for calling.
Kelly, yeah. Hi, how are you? Good. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question, and I'd love to ask him, but he won't show up. He won't talk to anyone, and that's the biggest thing I hear.
He's not going
to
debate you.
He's not going to debate me. He just sees me a little woman, and that's good. That's good. See me as a little woman. I played football, soccer. So I played
Same
soccer.
Thing. It's worse.
I'm tough. I know what I'm doing. And, you know, I want to say, like, I think that it's because he doesn't feel he's accountable to us. He doesn't feel he's accountable.
Well, none of them
like
do. I don't think any of them do anymore, really.
No, I mean, they don't feel they don't feel like they owe us anything at this point. And
Kelly,
I mean,
you got anything else?
No, I mean, you're right. He doesn't show up. He's not really accountable. It's like for a while I kind of wondered if it was like a Where's Waldo? He's some kind of mythical being if he actually exists. But I'm guessing that you would serve us better mm-hmm. and be a little more reachable.
Yeah, I want to be reachable. I want people to be able to feel like they can talk to me. I mean, I know it's a big job, but I signed up to do it because I believe that you guys deserve better. And I want to hand the torch off at some point. I don't want to be a career politician. I got other interests. I love politics. But to answer your question about, because I'm not going to do the Trump thing and not answer the question, I do have some ideas on how I'd like to do this. I would like to make sure our background checks and red flag laws are there. I would like to also extend that if you're a household, anyone over the age of 18, just like when you lease an apartment, you have to be on the paperwork. I feel like that's something, it's just easy enough. And then when your kids turn 18, they also have to be on the paperwork because we know that most guns are stolen out of cars.
Sure.
They're just unsupervised. And maybe we should address that. And I'm happy to work with people, work across the aisle to talk about those things and become more knowledgeable because a big part of running is realizing you're not the smartest person in the room and having
exactly.
the great team behind you. I've got Matt. I've got Kathy. I know Kelly. We all work together. This election season is about working together and hearing us. Biden will hear us if we talk to him. You know, I think that if every Democrat, every independent voter, every third party person who wants a third party, I have ideas about how we can make this better for everyone because
sure.
it just needs to be equal and equitable.
Well,
we all deserve better.
You've got a fine lady on the other end of that line. Kelly, thank you mm-hmm. so much. We appreciate
you. And Kelly
you.
Is running. Make sure you vote August 1st. August 1st is really important local
exactly.
elections. I'm telling everyone that. Like, it's a team effort this year. So
that
please get out August 1st. Make sure you know your. If you don't know, look it up. It's vote for TN, right? Vote for TN that you can look it up.
GoVoteTN.com
yeah.
or .org. Is,
yeah.
And you can see if you're registered or not. You can register on there and you can
mm-hmm.
see who
see
your elected officials are.
And
yeah.
July 2nd. So if you're not registered to vote, you need to be registered. Go online, look it up right now. I can't stress how important it's Tuesday. I mean, it's coming up. We've got July 4th weekend. So
yeah.
get registered to vote and then go out and enjoy a beautiful celebration of our nation. you know, right. and enjoy it.
Right.
You
know? And exactly it, right. It's not as red as people think it is. Mm-mm. There's lots of Democrats in Middle Tennessee. They just don't vote as frequently.
I know.
But maybe, you know,
maybe they will.
They came out in 20. Maybe they'll come out in 24.
So important. They have
and
to.
Hopefully they're
You're
thinking about the people
me.
Who are running for Senate, running for Congress, running for State Senate, running for State House, running for City Council. These people make so many important decisions
exactly
that affect
right.
your life.
Yeah.
It really,
arguably
they affect
more
your
than
life.
The president sometimes.
Yeah. Right. Even if you're not happy about who's running for president, mm-hmm. vote down ballot. Vote,
vote
yeah.
down
vote
ballot.
Vote for your local
sure.
people.
Right. Sure.
Right. They make a difference.
They
yes.
do.
That they
right.
do.
Right.
They make a difference.
Well, I
Kelly.
Appreciate the support, and I support you, Victoria. I'm working, you know, to let people know about mm-hmm. your candidacy, and I appreciate the support as well. And, yeah, I know that
you
believe, like I do, that a rising tide lifts all boats, and
mm-hmm.
we just all got to get out there and support every candidate.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I appreciate it.
Kelly.
Thank you,
Kelly. We're running out of time. Thank you very much. I'll be talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Okay, bye-bye. That is Kelly Northcutt, who's running for City Council, for Murfreesboro City Council. Get out and vote for her.
August
she needs
1st.
Your support.
August
1st. We're in our last couple of minutes here. We've got to get out here in a couple of minutes, make some room for our guest. Our next show is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
I mean,
we've covered
just,
a lot of ground here. But
we've
got
covered
more
a lot
to cover.
Of ground. Remember, guys, this is a job interview. I'm interviewing to represent you.
Right.
You're my boss. At the end of the day, that's what I am. And my job is to listen and make this country what you see. And Tennessee deserves better. We are great. This is a great country. This is a great nation. Even though I've got all this different like background and whatnot, I believe that we can do this. We can do this, but it's going to take every single one of us. And it doesn't stop in November. Take a break, take a breath, and then plan for 2026. I want to train new candidates. I want 2026. I want to see brand new candidates on the ballot trained up. And by 2028, hey, I'll be old enough to run for president at that point. So, you know, little dig. But yeah, no, like we need to do these things. We need to all work together because we're handing the torch off to our younger generation, and every single person deserves better. And that's what
exactly
I believe in,
right.
At the end of the day.
I'm telling you, Kathy. Mm-hmm. Anything else on closing argument?
Send money.
Yes, send
money.
Lots of
Actually,
money.
Tonight at midnight is our quarterly deadline. So if you go to Victoria for the number 4 Tennessee.com mm-hmm. and click the donate button, we sure would appreciate it because we want to report lots of money to make Scott Desjarlais really scared.
Well, and I also want to add, too, this campaign, Chris Hale is helping me. He ran in 2020. Mariah
Chris,
Phillips. Is helping
Mariah.
Me.
Mariah, she's put her name
you know,
on the ballot many
Wayne
times.
Wayne Steele,
I'm
who's running, he ran too. Like, we're all helping each other out. This is a team effort. So, if you ask Chris about me, ask Mariah about me if you know them. Thank you
Folks,
guys so much.
This young lady is for real. Matt Ferry, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Kathy, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having
it
us.
It has been a pleasure to meet you, young lady.
Stay
and
hydrated.
I hope we have you back, okay? And I think we will, okay?
Stay hydrated and vote blue, guys.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, till next Sunday night at 8 o'clock, this is Ed Raymer, and I'll catch you down the road. Good night.